he's the councillor for the Buckley Ward. His portfolios include transport, environment, sustainability, primary industries. He's the chair of the Geelong Regional Library Corporation. He's the chair of the Bar Regional Waste Management Group. He is the G21 Environment Pillar. A fantastic potential for the little task he's going to do for us tonight. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Vicky. Council, as usual, prepared me a speech about this launch, and they take out all the political references, which is good because we're here to do a reasonably non-political job tonight, which is to launch this sustainable Geelong guide. But first of all, I wanted to do two things. One is to acknowledge that this gathering is being held on the traditional lands of the Wathaurong people, and to pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. And secondly, I wanted to say something quickly about politics. But not about the federal election, and not about necessarily political parties. Those of you who know me know I'm a member of the Labor Party, but not about the Labor Party. What I wanted to say was that progressive politics in this country, and I think sustainable politics is about progressive politics, is a precarious thing in some ways, and it needs constant support from many different groups of people to keep that agenda moving forward and to keep it on the agenda, and it's especially so in regional Australia outside the capital cities. And I know many of us are members of different political parties or no political party, but I think we all in this room share a reasonably progressive agenda and a sustainable agenda, otherwise why would we be here? And I think especially in a regional place like Geelong, what these events do is, apart from being able to share ideas and knowledge about how to do sustainable things, it also allows activists from many different groups within the community to come together and talk about how they might get their agenda up at different decision-making bodies. Because after the election finishes in 10 days' time, there'll be another parliament, and that parliament will make decisions about this community and about communities all over Australia. And just as the council does about this community, just as the state government does. And politics is not about voting, it's an ongoing conversation. And if you're not putting your ideas up to council, up to the state government, in the different ways that you do that, if you're not finding other people in the community, whether they be in a different political party or no party, and joining together with them to protest or to get good policies up, then it's going to be that much harder. And I'll give you an example from the last 4 or 5 years here in Geelong. Certainly the cycling lobby 5 years ago wasn't as organised as it is now. And I remember we wanted to put a cycling path into the CBD from the river. And at the time, it became very hard because the cycling lobby was not organised. And a couple of cyclists said to me, what should we do? And I said to them, you should organise together so you can get a better political outcome. And of course, now there's Bike Safe Geelong and there's another cycling group, and cycling outcomes have improved as a result because cyclists have joined together. Now, some of them are in the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, most of them in no party, but they join together to achieve what they want to achieve. And I say to you guys that this is an opportunity, and we have it on every month, for you to come together, not just about ideas for your business and ideas for your home and your community, but to also politically organise around the issues that matter in Geelong and outside of Geelong. That's enough politics for tonight from me. And now I want to launch the Sustainable Geelong 2013 Guide. Obviously, I'm delighted to be here to launch this guide. It's created by the Geelong Sustainability Group with support from a grant from Future Proofing Geelong. And I think Sam Smith's the only officer here from Future Proofing tonight, but I want to put on record how thankful I am as the councillor of Sam's efforts. I've known Sam a long time. She lives in my council ward. She started, I think, the Barham Heads Arts Garden, which is a fantastic facility. She does great work for the city, and I really do appreciate your efforts, Sam. Originally, the Geelong Sustainability Group set out to research and create a database of sustainability-related resources. But such a wealth of useful information came forward that the group took it one step further and expanded the project to create this directory. It's a welcome surprise to find that so much is going on in the region, both by community and business. This shows how resilient we are as a community in undertaking projects which work towards a sustainable future. The directory is well researched, a professional publication that lists more than 400 community groups, sustainability specialists and services. It features details on community groups, initiatives, courses, events, publications, websites, projects, services, businesses and professionals that are contributing to the sustainability and livability of our region. The information was carefully reviewed to ensure no one who was greenwashing their business, which we all know goes on, is making any unsubstantiated or misleading claims about the environmental benefits of their product, service or technology. All entries had to meet a specified criteria for inclusion. I want to congratulate and thank Vivian Burke as the project manager. Are you there, Vivian?
She's there.
Vivian?
Vicky, she's lost sound.
Oh, she's lost sound.
Vicky Perrott as production coordinator. Andrea Buckley as research assistant for the enormous amount of time, energy and commitment involved in delivering this project. Unfortunately, Andrea couldn't be here today as she is in Tasmania. I understand that Vicky took over production coordination as Vivian was overseas.
She went to Paris.
But that didn't stop Vivian putting in hours of work on the directory from the other side of the world. She spent time on her internet connection in her hotel rather than seeing the sights of Florence. Let me also acknowledge some other important contributors. Along with Sam Smith from the city, Rima Taylor from the city's marketing unit, who found a suitable cover image. Graphic designer Rachel O'Brien and the professional editor Janet Campbell. So thanks very much to those people for the help in this project. The group is also indebted to business owners who advertised in this new publication, Sight Unseen, which along with the Future Proofing Geelong grant generated the funds to make the directory possible. To everyone involved in this project, you've created a fantastic asset for the people of Greater Geelong to use, and to help them make positive choices and support businesses and organisations involved in sustainable practices, products and activities. As the Council's Environment Sustainability Portfolio Holder, it's a great honour to launch this sustainability guide. Thank you very much.